What's up, heroes? Welcome to episode 26 of the Producer Life podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about two ad campaigns I ran recently for my track, This Way, which dropped about a month ago. I'm going to share the detailed results with you and talk about what I learned and try to help you avoid some expensive mistakes. But first, cue the intro music. Let me begin by explaining why I picked this particular song to run an ad campaign for. I love this track. It's really meaningful for me. It gives me chills on the chorus, so I felt like I had a really good product. Plus, I'd already spent a lot of money on the vocalist and the artwork, so I felt confident that I had something really special to share. I wanted to try a Google ad campaign. Unfortunately, I don't have any experience with that. I do have a Google Analytics account, which I'm running against my website so I can kind of keep track of visitors, but the ad portion of it, I have no experience, so I decided to hire somebody. OmariMC.com came to my attention from some previous producers. I browsed around their website, and their bronze-level introductory offer is $78, so that was the least I could come in at. So I decided to give it a try, and on their website, they advertise this will probably get you between 2,000 and 5,000 plays. Now, normally, that should be a big red flag. Anybody that advertises a guarantee of a certain number of plays, you should run away from, because they are probably using a bot farm. That's the only way that they can really guarantee you a certain number of plays. But Omari didn't. He advertised it as probably based on the advertising experience that they have. And because I had recommendations from previous artists, I felt like I was going to give it a try and that this was legitimate. Setup with Omari was brief but strange. I filled out a short form, including providing a private link to the YouTube video I had uploaded already, providing credit card information, obviously, and also providing a little bit of detail about the video, a brief description, it couldn't be explicit, and also any information about regional targeting. So I told him I wanted southeastern United States. Aside from that, there wasn't any other option to tailor or customize the ads. They were going to run everything for me, which is kind of what I wanted for my first experience. Over the next couple of days, I received two confirmation emails from two separate people, one of whom made punctuation errors in the email, which is relatively small, but when you're talking to an advertising agency, is not a good sign. It kind of screamed small business and unprofessional, but at this point, I'd already given them my credit card, so I decided to give it a shot. Now, on the upside, included in the $77 bronze package was a 131-page PDF titled The Unconventional Six-Figure Music Business Guide. And this guide, I've been browsing through it. I haven't read it cover to cover, but it covers a lot of the things that we talk about in this podcast: merchandising, ebooks, SEO, affiliate marketing, email marketing, and a lot more. So even if I didn't get a huge return on the advertising spend, I felt pretty good about the value I was getting from that ebook. They also threw in the seven-figure social course, which talks about Facebook ads. It amounted to about 2 hours of videos that they provided, so I'm going to work my way through those as well. But between the ebook and the video, I felt like I'd kind of already gotten my money's worth. Now, how did it work, though? How did the advertising work? Well, I spent a total of $78, and the ads ran from June 1 to June 9. So over those 8 days, I saw a very steady climb in number of views, up to a total of about 2,700 viewers, which was great. That made this by far my most viewed video. I only got one comment, however. The engagement was really low. I got a couple of thumbs up, a couple of thumbs down, which kind of hurt, but the engagement wasn't there, which is concerning. There was a total of about 17 hours of watch time. The average watch duration, though, was only 22 seconds. That's one of my biggest concerns, because my first verse starts at 35 seconds, so this doesn't even get them there. They're not even out of the intro yet, so that was a big concern. There was a total of 44,000 impressions, which sounds exciting, except that all that does, that means that's the number of times that people viewed the thumbnail in their YouTube searches. So probably not going to do much for me. Even for brand awareness, it's not great because the image I used doesn't have a prominent logo. There was only a 2% click-through rate, which means of those 44,000 people that saw it, only 2% approximately actually went and watched the video. The regional targeting seemed to have worked well. 97.9% of the people that came to watch the video are from the United States, most of them between 25 to 44 years old, which was expected, and a little bit more than half were female. Now, interestingly, nobody from the list that watched the video came from my subscribers. I've got 111 subscribers right now on my YouTube channel. Nobody watched the video. So again, not a good sign for the engagement of my listeners, which is a little disappointing. I did garner an additional 5 followers from the ad, so that was pretty good. Also, digging into the metrics on YouTube, the end screens, the little icons that you see at the end of a YouTube video, where you can feature a playlist or subscribe or a particular track, only one person clicked on my music playlist. So again, those end screens are really not doing much for me. So that was the results from Omari. I thought it would be interesting to compare that with a do-it-yourself Facebook ad campaign. I've been doing a few Facebook ads. I'm by no means an expert. I can get around in the ad manager. I've done a little bit of reading, but it is all self-taught. But I wanted to see what I could do with some money. And in this case, I decided to spend half of what I applied to Omari campaign. And I wanted to also try making it really simple. I didn't want to get sophisticated with it. I wanted to try what most people do and just basically boost a post. That's about the simplest Facebook ad that you can run and then compare the results. So these comparisons are a little rough though, because I only spent $38 on Facebook ads, whereas I spent $78 on Omari. The Facebook ads, I also ran for a longer period. I was under the impression that the Google ads were going to run for 30 days. So when I set up the Facebook ads, I set those up for 30 days. So we're comparing half as much money for 30 days versus only 8 days. So it's a little bit apples to oranges here. But here's how it turned out on Facebook. For the approximately 30 days that it ran, I'm recording this podcast a couple days early, but for the 27 days that it ran, I had 664 through plays. That is played through to completion, according to Facebook. However, Facebook defines a through play as when it is played through to completion or at least 15 seconds. So I don't know how many of those 664 people actually played the entire song. But gauging by my YouTube engagement, I suspect that the vast majority of those 664 probably only listened to about 16 seconds and then didn't get to the first verse. But that's my speculation. About 30% were female. Now, that was interesting because on YouTube, it was greater than 50% that were female. I suspect that has to do with my targeting. In this case, when I boosted the post, I just selected people who like my House Ninja Music Facebook page and their friends. I believe most of the people that like my Facebook page are other DJs and producers, and the vast majority are male. So that would explain the low female representation in these ad results. It was also interesting as I looked at the results that there was no delivery to Instagram. Now, Facebook owns Instagram, and typically when you run a Facebook ad, they also target Instagram followers if your accounts are linked. My accounts are linked, so I was surprised to see that, especially since I've got about 1,100 followers over on Instagram. I would have expected some pretty good engagement there. That may have something to do with the way I set up the ad. So anyway, that was my results. So what did I learn from all this and what would I recommend? Well, first of all, your music has got to catch people's attention in that first 15 to 30 seconds. My track this way, it just started too slow. It doesn't hit the first verse until 35 seconds in. Maybe if I had tailored the video a little bit so that it starts at the first verse, perhaps that would have done better. On Facebook, perhaps this would have performed better if I had also targeted the ads better. If I had looked for other people that like Ed Sheeran, for example, because I was using Ed Sheeran's Perfect track as a reference track, and I also selected a vocalist that I felt like had kind of that Ed Sheeran sound, versus my followers on House Ninja Music, who are primarily EDM type fans, and this was more of a pop song. So another question is, would I recommend Omari? Should you spend $78 on advertising with Omari? I would say yes, at least once, if you're confident that you've got a great song. So wait until you've got something that maybe is getting a lot of good feedback and traction from your diehard fans, and then give it a shot, because at a minimum, the ebook and the course is worth the $78. And he does seem to do a good job with the advertising. I did get a lot of streams out of it. I think the low engagement rate was just the fact that people didn't care for the first 30 seconds of the song, and they didn't bother hanging around long enough to hear the choruses and the verses. So again, make sure your songs start off really strong. Also, because I enjoy geeking out about this stuff, I think I just am going to take some courses online for how to do Google Ads and do it myself. Omari's got overhead costs. He's got to pay his staff. So of the $78 that I paid him, you know, only some small portion of that is going towards the actual ads. So if you do it yourself, then that gives you the opportunity to get a better rate of return on your ad spend. The other thing I would say is that I should have spent more time planning the Facebook ad. I deliberately only spent about 5 minutes boosting the post and selecting people that like my page and their friends. I didn't want to spend a lot of time because I wanted to see, I was curious what would happen if I compare a professional ad agency with the type of promotion that a lot of musicians are doing. So I'm sure I could have gotten better results if I had done a better job targeting that Facebook ad. Facebook gives some phenomenal tools for A/B testing. So if I use this script versus that script, if I use this image versus that image, and Facebook will automate combinations and pick the ones that are most successful. So I'm sure I could have gotten a lot more sophisticated with a little bit of effort, and I probably should have. In conclusion, meh. For the $115 I spent on ads, I got about 3,500 plays across the videos I uploaded to Facebook and Google. On the positive side, these do seem like legitimate streams and not bots, but my engagement rate on both platforms is really low. I think for me, I need to keep working on my music to ensure, as Richard Wang put it in a previous interview, that I've got a great product, and I need to learn more about how Facebook and Google advertising works so I can spend a little more time on planning. I'll have links to Omari, some advertising tutorials, and screenshots of my advertising dashboards on the show notes page. Just go over to producerlifepodcast.com and look for episode 26. And if you're enjoying this podcast, please subscribe, leave a rating and review wherever you're listening. That would really help me out and help me to reach more people. So I'll be back next week. Until then, this is the House Ninja reminding you to be somebody's hero today.